All right, so let's get started. This is Bethany Long, Margaret Lynch's Director of Coaching, as well as Marketing and Sales Trainer. All right, so, you know, being in this rock star program, you hear us constantly talking about getting out from behind your computer, meeting people, and going face to face, right? Well, networking is a fantastic way to do that, and I'm going to debunk some myths about networking. I know that lots of people know it's maybe a great strategy. We hear it's a great strategy, but sometimes in practice it's not fruitful, or it's just downright scary and you're sort of petrified, or you're dealing with those vultures or the card pushers and the people who come up to you and are like, hey, I know you need my coaching, I know you need me, so here's my card and come on, be my client, and it feels yucky and icky. So is there another way? Well, I would say yes, Margaret would say yes, and I'm going to show you what that other way is today, so that you can actually go to networking events, even create your own networking events, which I'm going to show you how to do, and really meet some quality, incredible people, and not only potential clients, but more importantly, and mark this, more importantly than meeting one potential client is one person who knows multiple of your potential clients, who can introduce you to a whole bunch of people who are your perfect customer or your perfect client. That is what we're after. So how do we do that? What does that look like? And how do we move beyond this sort of pushy, yucky feeling that networking always has? Well, first, you want to start with your opening mission statement. Now, Margaret went over this at Ignite Your Power and Manifest Your Wealth at her amazing event, and it's also in Stand Out Like a Rockstar, and that's our sales and marketing program. So, in case you missed it, let me just give you exactly the formula for that. So the opening mission statement is, I show who, and who is your perfect customer, struggling with what, so what are their pains, what are they struggling with, how to go where. And when you're saying how to go where, it's what's that after picture? What do they look like after they worked with you, after they've heard you speak? What are the benefits and all the yumminess, the reason why they're going to want to work with you? So one more time, I show who, struggling with what, how to go where. So you want to get that down, you want to practice that, and like I said, we take you through how to craft that in the Stand Out and Get Paid Like a Rockstar program. So you've got step-by-step instructions on exactly how to create that, where to get that information from, but you want to work on that and have that ready and prepared. Because here's the thing, when you go into a networking event and you come out with something that's totally powerful, like I show entrepreneurs who are struggling with, you know, getting seen, getting paid, having a bigger impact, how to create an incredible talk that kills it every single time, how to get your clients to totally fall in love with you in a sales conversation, and finally, how to really build up that energy and charisma so that you are just magnetizing and bringing in your most preferred and loved clients. So that's an example of a opening mission statement. And when you go into a networking event with that, armed with that, instead of, well, I'm a coach, or the other extreme, which both Margaret and I were guilty of, is going in and when they ask, well, what do you do? I've said, well, so I use this crazy thing called EFT. It's so amazing. And you tap on these points and it really works on your nervous system. And it's just so amazing, right? That's typically where we go when somebody asks, what do you do? So get prepared, show up at a networking event with your opening mission statement. But I want to talk to you about and really clarify what networking is. And I'm going to talk about two different kinds of networking. So there's your event, your networking event. I'll talk about that first, sort of a sanctioned thing that people meet maybe regularly, that's, you know, maybe more professionally based. And then a networking event that you can create, which I'm really excited about. So the first is an official networking event. And both Margaret and I were members of BNI, Business Network International. And we loved it, and that's where we got tons of clients and exposure. And let me tell you a quick story about my experience at BNI. And just so you can see the power of, again, getting out from behind your computer, meeting real people, connecting with real people, and creating relationships, which is what networking is all about. It is creating relationships. And when you create relationships, you avoid looking like that vulture, that card pusher, that sort of crazy person that just, you know, is like trying to give all these cards and saying, you need me, you need me. No one likes that. It feels gross. So we are in the business as an entrepreneur of building relationships. It takes practice. It's a skill. And just know that it's something that you need to focus and dedicate some energy to. That's how you build your business. So here's my quick story of BNI. So I had met Margaret. We were colleagues, and we were both presenting at an event together, and we started to build a relationship. And she could have easily funneled some more clients to me. But in one of our discussions, she said, you should go to a BNI. And at that point, she'd already left a BNI. She's like, you should go to the one that I went to. I said, okay. So I went and I joined the BNI, and it was a group of about 25 or 30 people and of different professions. And I was there for a few months, and it forced me to stand up every single day in front of all these people, plus any guests, really developing my confidence, developing my, building up my energy to be speaking in front of all of these people, which maybe I don't seem that shy to you, but was painful, because in a group of people I don't know, it is painful for me to get up there and speak. And I did that, and I gave my opening mission statement every single week. I had to shake it up a little bit, making it exciting. Well, I ended up the president of this BNI group. After being in there for 4 months, they asked me to become president. And I said, sure, so that I could now lead the meeting and be in front of everybody every single week, get more exposure. Yeah, I was sweating bullets. Especially the first, few months getting up there and leading the meeting and coordinating and making sure managing that the timing goes great. And of course, speaking about me and my business, it was challenging. Well, here's what happened. I ended up winning this contest through BNI, and our whole group won. And what happened was they took the winners of the contest, they put their names in a hat, and they would draw a name, and the ultimate winner would go to Las Vegas, which they picked my name, and I couldn't even believe it. So I ended up going to Las Vegas on a free trip paid for BNI, and there, not only did I meet other BNI folks, but I was able to meet the creator, the head of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner, this incredible man who has written, 10, 15 books. He's an incredible writer. And also, he's on the Transformational Leadership Council with Jack Canfield, John Assaraf, Brendan Burchard, a whole bunch of incredible luminaries in this field. You should check it out. Well, while I was there, there was a photo opportunity, and it just so happened that I was doing my very first telesummit at this time. So I had some incredible people already, Janet Atwood, Margaret Lynch, Alan Davidson, Greg Walsh. I had these incredible people already in my telesummit. And I thought, well, let's see if Ivan Meisner wants to do it. While I'm getting my photo taken, I said, hey, what do you think about this incredible opportunity? And he was so gracious. We followed up with a phone call, and he was one of my best interviews for the telesummit, which of course is a huge list builder. My list grew, and I made some incredible professional connections as well. So that's what happened when I signed up and said yes to this, incredible networking opportunity. So think about that. It forces you to get out. It gives you specific time frames to actually meet people, and it's every week. attendance is mandatory. So something like that is great if it's hard for you to get out, if it's something you might bag out and say, no, I'm not going to do it today. Having something consistent really builds up your energy, allows you to stand in that entrepreneurial energy. So that's a sanctioned, you know, event, a real networking event. And we all know about those. Now again, remember that relationship building is what networking is all about. It's why we do it. It's the crux of it. It's how you go in looking like a superstar when you think about it from a relationship building perspective. So here's the other way I want you to think about a networking event and how to create your own and how to really go deeper with people. So while you're meeting people, either people that you know, you can hear my other talk about networking your own network. You know, how do you get people that you already know and talk to people and connect with people that you already know? That's my other talk that I've done. Maybe you've seen it. But you start connecting with people, and what you want to do is just ask how they're doing. And this is also great for a networking event. How are you doing? What do you do? And then ask some deeper questions. You know, let's be interested in them. You know, ask them about their favorite client, or, you know, where might you need support in your business? How is your business going? What's your favorite part about your business? What has you feeling totally excited? And what would you want to celebrate right now about your business, your life? Ask some real engaging questions that are so different from what everybody else does. Have that deeper conversation. Okay? Then how you can really make a stand. So you've already, if they ask, what do? You give that opening mission statement. You've already asked deeper questions to really connect. Then you want to be a resource, a problem solver. Be somebody that helps them go deeper, helps them think differently, helps them with a problem that they have. So what does that look like? So if somebody is talking about their business and there's a struggle in their business, and maybe they're like, you know, I had this really tough client and it's really hard for me to get over. You can say, oh, well, tell me about it. And maybe now isn't the time in a networking event because you're trying to meet other people. So you can also say, you know, I would love to hear about that and just listen for you, because I know that's really hard. I've had some tough clients as well. Let's connect later so you can, you know, share that story with me. I'd love to be that support for you. So see how we were going to take it offline. We're going to take it on the phone, allow ourselves to go a little bit deeper, get to know this person. Now, if it's an appropriate time at that event, then you ask in that moment, okay, great. So, you know, what happened? I'm really curious. So you let them talk to you. You let them share with you, and you just listen. Sometimes all you need to do is listen, right? We just need to listen. They just need someone to hear their story. And you may have a tidbit for them, not a pushy sort of, oh, you got to work with me and now be my client. No, it's, wow, well, here's what I did with my client. Maybe that'll help you. Or here's a resource. Here's a website you can go to. Here's a TED Talk that I listen to that really helps me in these situations. You know, here's this quote that I've heard. Maybe it'll help you through this time. So see how I'm just giving resources, just being of service. That's how I want you to enter into a networking conversation. This is what people completely forget to do, and it's how we build relationships. It's how you go deeper. And again, if this isn't the time to take it to a deeper conversation, you can do that later. And you can say, hey, I would love to talk to you. Can we talk? I want to hear more about your business. I'd love to hear who's a great referral for you. What are some great clients that you're looking for? Who's your favorite client? What's a great starter sentence when I talk to other people that would help me find a perfect customer for you? So you can take them to the phone and out of the networking event so you can now meet more people. So how do you distinguish who do you want to talk to, who do you don't? Well, to take it deeper, look for people who you're interested in, who are fun and interesting and are interested in your story as well. You know, you don't have to take everybody's card and call every person back. But when you offer yourself as a resource, as a connection, as support, as an expert, then you get to follow up with them later. You say, you know, here's my card, I'd love to have yours, and I'm going to connect with you later just to see how you're doing. I just want to, you know, just connect with you. And then you get to follow up and say, hey, how was that? You know, I gave you that TED Talk. Did you listen to it? What did you think about it? Allows you again to take it further, to give something and then follow up with them and really be seen as somebody who cares, because most of us do. Someone who cares, somebody who's interested, somebody who wants to learn more, somebody who is going to be a potential referrer for that person. So what are you looking for? So here's the other big problem I see at networking events is I'm looking for one client and that client is going to be at a networking event. Ivan Meisner took a poll in this BNI group, and we're all networkers, right? There was about 300 or 400 people there. And he said, how many of you love to be sold to when you're at a networking event? And nobody raised their hand. And how many people are sold to at these events? And then everybody raised their hand, right? Because people are like, hey, you know, you want to be my client. Nobody likes that. So, you know, what is the point? What do you do? How do you make it worth your while? So remember that you are connecting, you are building relationships, and you're seeing who this person knows. Because you don't want to go for the singular. If I'm into business, this person may be somebody that I want to, that meets with my people regularly, with my perfect client, my perfect customer. Maybe they meet with them in another networking group or at their home, or it's somebody in their family who runs this business who's, you know, has a whole bunch of my perfect clients there, and I can go there and do a talk. So that's what you're looking for. You never know who you meet and who they know. Really, more importantly, is who did they know? Great. So I want you to be thinking about that when you're in this networking event. And finally, how do you take it further? How do you build your own event? So think about networking, as I said, relationship building. So where do you build relationships? Where do you meet people? You meet people at parties, at the bar, at the food store, at daycare, at schools, at the gym, you know, when you're out for a walk, at the park. There's a million places where we meet people, right? So I'm not saying be the person that we all can't stand who is constantly networking, constantly working the room, even at a family party. You don't want to be that person. Hey, I know you need my coaching, right? Ugh, ick, ick, ick. You know, you really need me. Come on, let's have a session. No, not at all what I'm saying. However, in my experience and in my clients' experience, I've gone to parties, I've even been in conversations at the store or when I'm traveling a lot at the airport, you know, and the common question people ask is, what do you do? Or if they already know me, how's your business going? Or how's the coaching going? What's happening? So there's your opportunity to connect more, to talk about what you do using your opening mission statement. And you can ask folks, you know, I would love to meet more of these kind of people. And you tell them your perfect customer, your perfect client. I would love to meet more of these. Do you know anyone that you could introduce me to? Or even better, you can offer to do a talk at somebody's house, at your own house. Maybe you can get a meeting room, but you can say, hey, I have this incredible talk. And you just, all you need, even if you don't have a talk prepared, are a couple of bullet points. Because here's the thing. You don't want to wait until you have something booked to then create your talk and create these bullet points. You want to use these bullet points, get them down now to the best that you can, and start saying, hey, this is what I can do. Your people will love this. Everybody loves this talk when I do it. And you give the bullet points, because then you set a date with that person and you're going to go to their house or you're going to give this talk at a location somewhere. Once you have that date in your calendar, that's what gives you that external pressure, the stress to now create the talk, because sometimes that's what we need. So don't wait to do the talk. Don't wait to, you know, till you have something booked. Get your bullet points, then start talking about it. And then once you set a date, nothing like a little bit of pressure to help you to create that talk and get it done by the time of that date. So here's what you can say. I have this incredible talk and here are the bullet points. Do you know anyone who would love that? So here you are again, being of service. It's a free talk. You're being of service and you're being a resource. They may have a group of people who are their client that they want you to come in and do a talk for because they look good. You're another resource. You're an expert, right? So all you need are some bullet points for your talk. So imagine if I had, you know, said to somebody, you know, so I love working with entrepreneurs and, you know, especially the ones who are struggling to get their talk prepared, to get out there and have a bigger impact. They really want to dive deeper and be seen and get more clients, but they're really struggling and I can show them how to do that. Here's this incredible talk that I give. I'm going to show you how to shift your magnetic vibe when selling. People won't know what hit them. I'm going to give you the exact words to say that have your clients saying, I want you right now. I want to pay for you. And I'm going to show you how to raise your prices to match your amazing value. So I can talk to that, right? So those are a couple of bullet points. So imagine saying those bullet points to somebody, which are all about the benefits of what you do, which again, I bring you through and stand out and get paid like a rock star. So if you go saying that, they're like, whoa, that sounds amazing. My people would love that. Yes, come give us a free talk. And how do you build a talk? Again, stand out like a rock star. We have all the modules, how to build a talk. And, you know, as rock stars in this program, you know, you've got some access to that. So that's how I want you to be thinking about networking. And in these talks that I was just saying that you create, you can talk to your friends and your family and say, this is what I'm doing. If you know anyone or you can get a couple of people together at your house, let's have some wine. Let's have an appetizer. Let's get together. And I would love to do this talk on relationships or whatever your thing is, giving the bullet points. People are looking for something more rich, something deeper, something more to do with themselves, with their girlfriends, with their buddies. So be somebody who can do that. I've done this. It was so much fun. I went, there was wine. We had some apps. I gave this incredible talk. Stayed later because it was so much fun. Chit-chatted with everybody. And half of those people I hadn't even met. It was a group of about 10 women. I hadn't met, I think I knew one person, and she just got a bunch of her friends together. And it was such a blast. I got some clients out of it, and I got to continually be putting my energy out there, creating a bigger impact, helping them transform their lives and do what I love. So that's how I want you to think about networking. It's so much, you know, deeper than what you see out there. And I want you to be the star of that networking event or the star of this gathering that you create on your own. Because why you should create it on your own, so many times I hear our clients even saying, well, there's no networking in my area. There's no events, or the meetup group just canceled. So now you get to create your own. So I encourage you, get out from behind the computer, meet people face to face. Even if it's hard, I have introvert tendencies, dig into that courage and go for it. This is how you build your client base. This is how you get known. It's how you get paid. It's how you build your energy and build who you are as an entrepreneur and practice building relationships. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this incredible training on networking, and I hope it gave you a different perspective and some awesome strategies to go for it now, to get out there, of course, and be seen and get clients and create relationships that will help you get paid and be seen like the rock star that you are, so that you can literally stand out from everybody else. This is Bethany Long, Margaret Lynch's Director of Coaching and Sales and Marketing Trainer, saying get out there. And we can't wait to hear all of your incredible stories.